This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado will do what it can to help Ukrainians displaced by war and punish Russia for invading its neighbor. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
According to Polis, Russia's invasion threatens the global economy and U.S. national security.
The state of Colorado proudly stands by our Ukrainian brothers and sisters. And our thoughts are with those here in Colorado who fear for their friends and their family members on the ground amidst this inexcusable act of aggression.
Polis said the state is ready and willing to resettle refugees from Ukraine. He's also instructing Colorado's public pension fund to divest from any Russian state-owned assets and ordering state offices and universities to cancel any contracts with companies controlled by the Russian state. Polis said Colorado will prepare for potential cyber attacks against the state's IT infrastructure. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's treasurer said he has reviewed the state's investments and there are no Russian-owned assets in Colorado's portfolio. The Colorado State Patrol confiscates more methamphetamine than any other drug from Colorado's highways, but fentanyl seizures are quickly growing. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
More than 1,400 pounds of meth was seized on Colorado highways in 2021. That's a huge increase from the previous year, which saw about 300 pounds of methamphetamine confiscated. But officers say they're also seeing more fentanyl seizures. In fact, there was a 400% increase in fentanyl found in 2021 compared to the previous year. Officers also seized cocaine and heroin. Colorado State Patrol officers seized more drugs than any other state in a five-year period. California was second. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org. It's 10:06.